This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. This morning did not get as much snow as expected, but David Bargenbrook of the National Weather Service says more is on the way this evening.
Looks like the heaviest snow will occur between about 5 o'clock and 10 o'clock this evening before it decreases in intensity overnight.
Bargenbrook predicts up to 6 inches for Metro Denver tonight. Some mountain pass areas could see more than a foot. A winter storm warning is in effect along the Front Range through tomorrow morning. The union representing most of RTD bus and train operators says the Denver Area Transit Agency is proposing to cut more than 800 positions. Union President Lance Longenbahn.
Once we let these people go, we won't get them back, and we will cripple ourselves for being able to respond to any kind of service needs.
RTD did not respond to a request for comment. The agency says the budget gap is more than $150 million for next year. The White House has withdrawn William Perry Penley's nomination to head the Bureau of Land Management, as expected. Penley led the agency since last summer and was a controversial choice to take over permanently since he faced growing criticism from conservation groups and Democrats. Penley oversaw the BLM's move to Grand Junction earlier this year. 35 degrees in Denver, 39 in Colorado Springs, 41 with rain in Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News.